Support for Lanyap on KEDM comes from Fiesta Nutrition Center, a natural foods and supplement market and lunch cafe, 1211 North 18th Street, fiestanutrition.com.
Welcome to Lanyap, a news feature of KEDM Public Radio with information on issues and events. I'm Bob Lennox. Well, the old saying goes, laughter is the best medicine. Well, a dose of that remedy is found in a laughter yoga club hosted by certified laughter leader Sandra Lunting. Yoga principles apply to exercises that encourage participants to experience laughter in improving aspects of health. Sandra joins me in studio. Welcome.
Thank you so much for having me.
Glad that you are here. Well, Sandra, let's kind of go back a little bit. How did you first learn and begin to participate in these laughter exercises?
Well, I really do believe that when someone needs something, it sort of is presented to them. I had actually gone to Albuquerque, New Mexico to get certified as a laughter coach, and that was quite an ordeal, and it was something that took me not only a week to be in Albuquerque, but also about 6 to 8 months at home with all sorts of coursework and things like that. So I am also a certified laughter coach. What I found out when I went there is that everybody who was there was already a laughter yoga leader, and I had no idea what that was. I sort of did things out of order. And what laughter yoga is, it's not like traditional yoga, so that sometimes scares people away. It is... basically practicing intentional laughter for health benefits. Really as simple as that. The word yoga is used because of the deep breathing exercises that we practice, and also the deep breathing that comes from when we're actually laughing. You know, think about how you feel when you have a really great belly laugh with friends. Feels good,
right?
Doesn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, you can kind of breathe more easily, and it sort of improves your mood. And what studies have shown is that not only will it do that, but it will improve your health. And I could talk for hours about studies that have shown that, but I will not do that. And sadly, in our lives, we don't always get that opportunity to have a big belly laugh. And sometimes, honestly, our lives are not very funny or happy. And there are times when things are sad and we're not going to laugh. And those are the times we need the health benefits of laughter the most.
When we look at these exercises, how does it work?
Okay, how does it work? Well, how it works is that people from all walks of life come. And that's always the best when we have young, old students, faculty, community members. It doesn't matter. You don't have to be physically mobile. We bring the exercises to you as you can do them, and we meet in a room, which I'll tell you about, and I lead you through intentional laughter exercises. What ends up happening, although the laughter starts out fake and it feels kind of silly at first, is that eventually, the laughter becomes real, almost always. We are based on doing things that involve eye contact. Think how many times with our mobile devices, we don't make eye contact with people so much anymore.
How true.
And we also involve childlike playfulness and allow things to happen. So it's actually a really beautiful, amazing thing that happens if people can just let go and let it happen. I always say laughter yoga is not a spectator sport. No one is allowed to come and just watch.
Right.
Because we have to feel safe.
You know, when we talk about exercises and things like that, Sandra, are there targeted exercises? Things, you know, for specifically, you mentioned the childlike play, something to kind of lighten your mood, something more like a belly laugh and more relaxing and relieving stress in some way.
Well, the man who came up with this was, and I'll answer that, was a man named Maiden Kataria, who is an Indian medical doctor. And he did this in the 90s, and he was realizing that his patients really needed some more health benefits and that laughter would help. And at first he did this thing in Dubai where he had a park meeting and people would meet together and tell jokes.
Right.
And he realized soon that that was not good, because what's funny to you may not be funny to me. And so he realized, wait, there must be another way. So what he did is he devised many different specific foundation exercises, is what he calls them. For instance, laughter cream, for instance, where you can pretend like you're putting laughter cream on yourself and on others, and then when the laughter cream hits you, that you laugh, ha ha ha, and you walk around in a circle and do that. But I try to make it more creative. Many times I have a theme, And we'll sort of do different exercises. Maybe a theme will be Mardi Gras, and we'll have all sorts of activities that would happen at Mardi Gras, but we'll include intentional laughter in them. And we act out things sometimes, and we sometimes play word games, and I try to keep it interesting and fun.
One of the things in laughing and having a good time, are there any health considerations as far as participating?
Well, just like anything that you do physically, we always tell people to listen to their bodies. Just like when you practice traditional yoga, they say no new pain. Well, I try to use positive language, and all I hear when I hear that is pain. So what I say instead is listen to your body. And if you need to sit, if you need to rest, if you need to stop, obviously, those are very important things. But again, you can just sit in a chair and do this. You don't have to move. It's a wonderful thing. And as a matter of fact, would you do a little something with me?
Okay.
Okay. I'm trying to think if I have a clock. All right. So we are going to do a little laughter meditation. You and I know it's radio. Okay. He's looking at me like he's scared. And we are just going to look at each other and intentionally laugh. And I'm going to guess what 30 seconds is because I guess I don't have a clock on me. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. Are you ready? And everybody in their cars are going to start laughing too because they won't be able to help it.
Okay.
Okay? Ready? Go. Okay, I don't think that was quite 30 seconds, but he is a very good sport. How did that make you feel? Breathe.
Yeah, just already kind of calmed and relaxed.
See? You can practice intentional laughter anywhere.
So the sessions are going to be taking place the second and fourth Tuesdays of the month. Tell us about where that's going to be taking place and how to find out more information.
On campus in Biedenharn, not the recital hall, but the actual building. In room 134 from 6 until 6:45. It is free. It is a service that I provide to the community and the public because I think it's really important. And if you want more information, you can call me at 342-1578. But that's really all there is to know, and we hope everybody comes out and laughs.
Feeling better through laughter. Sandra, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
You can hear this and other Lanyap podcasts by visiting the Listening Room online at kedm.org.